Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Tirim Masech Zvachim Daf Ein Hey, the eighth parak Kol Zvachim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Abraisa teaches that if korbanos became mixed with each other, the kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled. But bebolel, where the blood was blended into a single cup, the Tana Kama says he makes four matanos for all the korbanos together, and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila. There is even mixing, so each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rabbi says, roinus matana. We examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. Apparently, Rebbe holds there's a minimum shear for a matana, and this application must have enough for both karbonas. This is a question from the fact that Rebbe said that according to Rebbe Eliezer on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, Hazor Eino Tzricha Shear, sprinkling a mechatas from the Paraduma does not require a minimum amount. The Gemara first answers that Rebbe was speaking according to Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, not his own. Alternatively, although Hazor Mechatas does not require a minimum shear, Nesina, applying blood, does. Point him to Rami Bar Chama asked, he speaks Bechor Lebet HaKabayis. If one was Makdish Bechor for temple upkeep, meaning he gave it monetary Kedusha, can its meat be weighed against a litra, a weight used in normal market sales? Ordinarily, a Bechor may not be degraded this way since the sale profits belong to the Kohen and not Hekdish. Other blemished karbanos, on the other hand, may be sold in this manner since the profits are for Hekdish. So what is the halacha of a Bechor, which additionally has monetary Kedusha? Do we say Ravcha de Hekdish Adif, the profit of Hekdish is more important, or do we say Zigusa de Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Ami ultimately concludes, Kum hiknaze o mashikanlo. Did this Kohen transfer the Hekdish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not wait against a litra, he cannot enable Hekdish to do so. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with a Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneim yishachatu b'tzafon, they must both be shechted in Tzafon, which is only required for the Ashim, v'yochu k'chamosh behen, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They are both restricted to the laws of Ashim, and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azorah, and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, Eim avin kachim abeis apsul. We don't bring kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. Since by restricting the allotted time for the shlamim, it increases the likelihood it'll become nosar, we instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, whereupon they're sold and new karbonos are purchased. If meat of kachim kachim was mixed with meat of kachim kalim, or kachim meat which may be eaten for one day became mixed with meat which may be eaten for 2 days, they must all be eaten according to the greater stringencies of the mixture. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abraisa teaches that if karbanos became mixed with each other, the kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled. But bebolel, where the blood was blended into a single cup, the Tana Kama says he makes four matanos for all the karbanos together, and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila. There is even mixing, so each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rabbi says, Roinus Matana, we examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. Apparently, Rabbi holds there's a minimum shear for a Matana, and this application must have enough for both carbonas. This is a question from the fact that Rabbi said that according to Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, Hazor Eino Tzricha Shear, sprinkling a mechatas from the Paraduma does not require a minimum amount. The Gemara first answers that Rebbe was speaking according to Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, not his own. Alternatively, although Hazah of Mechatas does not require a minimum shear, Nesina, applying blood, does. Point him to Rami Bar Chama asked, he speaks Bechor Lebet HaKabayis. If one was Makdish Bechor for temple upkeep, meaning he gave it monetary Kedusha, can its meat be weighed against a litra, a weight used in normal market sales? Ordinarily, a Bechor may not be degraded this way since the sale profits belong to the Kohen and not Hekdish. Other blemished karbanos, on the other hand, may be sold in this manner since the profits are for Hekdish. So what is the halacha of a Bechor, which additionally has monetary Kedusha? Do we say Ravcha de Hekdish Adif, the profit of Hekdish is more important, or do we say Zigusa de Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Ami ultimately concludes, Kum hiknaze o mashikanlo. Did this Kohen transfer the Hekdish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not wait against a litra, he cannot enable Hekdish to do so. and pointing me through the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with a Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneim yishachatu b'tzafon, they must both be shechted in tzafon, which is only required for the Ashim, v'yochu kachamosh behen, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They are both restricted to the laws of Ashim, and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azorah, and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, Eim avin kachim abeis apsul. We don't bring kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. Since by restricting the allotted time for the shlamim, it increases the likelihood it'll become nosar, we instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, whereupon they're sold and new karbonos are purchased. If meat of kachim kachim was mixed with meat of kachim kalim, or kachim meat which may be eaten for one day became mixed with meat which may be eaten for 2 days, they must all be eaten according to the greater stringencies of the mixture. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Ayin Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London, as well as from Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ayin Hey is an Amharetz. So here goes. Well, one Kohen Amharetz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup. His Amharetz, when brother, was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayas against the litra weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon. Once again, slow motion. Well, one Kohen Amharetz, that must be more daf, Ayin Hey. Well, one Kohen Amharetz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if karbanos became mixed with each other, the Kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled. But babola, where the blood was blended into a single cup, the Tanakhama says he makes four matanas for all the kabanas together and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila, there is even mixing. So each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rebbe says ruinous matana, we examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. So, while one Kohen Amharetz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amharetz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a litra weight, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one was Makdish of Bechor for Bedek Abayis, can it be auctioned in a degrading way to benefit Hekdish by weighing it against a litra? Do we say Ravcha de Hekdish Adif, the prophet Hekdish, is more important, or do we say Zilus de Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Yami ultimately concludes, did this Kohen transfer the Hekdish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not weigh it against a litra, he could not enable Hekdish to do so. So, while one Kohen Amharetz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amharetz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a litra weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with the Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says they must both be shechted in Safon, which is only required for the Ashim, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They're both restricted to the laws of Ashim, and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azara, and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, Ein mavin kachim abeis apsul. We don't bring kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. We instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, whereupon they're sold and new karbanos are purchased. So once again, while one Kohen Amharetz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amharetz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a litra weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazar. Ayin Aleph. So the Siman Daf Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-R. So here goes. The donkey cried, E-ah, donkey crying, E-ah, that must be more daf, Ayin Aleph. The donkey cried, E-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, which reminds us. The eighth parak begins, Kol Zvachim Shinis Arvu B'Chatos HaMesos, all karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die, for example, his owner died, or Shor Niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are forbidden in benefit, Afil Achas Baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, Yemusu Kulan, they were all left to die. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatas Shemesu Baalea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachin cow mixed in with them, would not be killed, but sold for karbanas, which reminds us, the mission continues, if karbanas became mixed with unblemished Chulin animals, the Chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Baalea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two Mishnahs were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah Timur already taught this law, Kol Asurin Legabi Mizbeach Ois Mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount and are never nullified, for example, a Roveh or a Nirba. Rav Shimi answers the Mishnah Timur only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited Legvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanas, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group Lehediot for common use. Dafayim Beis. So the Simur Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on Dafayim Beis. Of. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with a majority of permitted animals. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that animals that are Asubahana, or disqualified as Karbanas, prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they are mixed. The Gemara asks, Vinibatu Baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshedarchal Imanos or Kol Shedarchal Imanos? When it comes to Bittul, which reminds us, Rebbe Meir would express his opinion, Kol Shedarchal Imanos Mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number, prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is Kalayim. Amram debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eshedarkli Manos Sheninu. We are taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. But items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batal. Reish Lakish says, Kol Eshedarkli Manos Sheninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshedarkli Manos or Koshedarkli Manos when it comes to Bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perch nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never Bittul, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with Remir and say, Ena Makadish El Shishadvarim Bilvad. Only six items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batal. And Rabbi Kiva says seven items. The six items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are perch nuts, bud and pomegranates, sealed barrels of wine, beet stalks, cabbage stalks, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva adds kikro shel baal bais, homemade loaves of bread. Dafayin Gimel. So the Simur Dafayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg, that must be more in daf, ein gimel. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, which reminds us, Rapapa answers that our Mishnah, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batal in any mixture of animals, is a tana of litra katsios, a litra of dried figs, who holds kol davar sheyesh bo minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number is never batal, even for an iser d'rabban such as truma of dried figs. So, when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed them with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kachim mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish, meruba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name called the parish, meruba, parish, and then we can then say, whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers Mishim Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. So when it was ruled that the tomb of figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batel because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kashi mix in to get them running out of their kaviyas to make them parish maruba, while his friend the cone had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kachim brat from the forbidden mixture, which reminds us. Rava said, Hash Dami Rabbanu and Nakriv, now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv and Muratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. Rava follows the Tanu who holds Balachim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed. Dafayin Dalet, so the symbol for Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. Well, one witness, that must mean we're on Dafayin Dalet, aid. While one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it, which reminds us, Rav said to Bashal Avodah Kochavim, Shinsarva B'meya Taba'os, if a ring used for Avodah Zarah and Asur Bahana became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted because we say that this ring which fell in is the forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batel on a drabban level, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. So while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zarah ring into a second bucket of rings, which reminds us, Rav said that if a ring of Avodah Zarah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60, and once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is sveik sveika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40, and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it, since we assume the ring is among them. So, while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zarah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zarah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into, which reminds us, if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, in this case the barrels were sealed, and so the truma was not batel, if one of them was opened incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma and the rest of the barrel is permitted. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss a case where a ring of Avodah Zarah became mixed with other rings and then one fell into the sea? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we have a malchukas whether Reb Meir's opinion is eshadarchu limanos or kol shadarchu limanos is not batel in a mixture? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we makos whether sacrificing a mixed group, for example, anashim ashlamim, shortens the time of consumption? That's on Daf Ayin Hei. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we know that if one was makriv the mixed animals, they're not maratza? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we discuss if malika is matahir bali mumin and even geese and chickens? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss if one was makdish a bechor for bedek abayis, can it be sold in a degrading way to benefit hektish? That's on Daf Ayin Hei. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we win the chachamim's opinion that only six specific items are never batel in a mixture? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you suggest that in a case of a forbidden animal in a mixture, that we should force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of Kolda Parish Maruba Parish, and then we can say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted? That's on Daf. And is permitted. That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss what is done if blood of two kabanas were mixed into a single cup regarding the matanos? That's on Daf Ayin Hei. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is when one sealed truma barrel got mixed into 100 barrels of chulin wine and one was open? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.